Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, Taylor Swift, we have a problem. let's talk about Taylor Swift's most streamed album, basically, of all time. The Tortured Poets Department came out on Friday. And I saw this on a local mom's Facebook page because I'm connected to the mom stuff now that I'm a dad. I'm like, what's going on? What her mom's talking about? What the city's talking about? My wife actually saw this too. Some moms in a local mom's Facebook group had a healthy conversation, and some of it got pretty intense, actually, that they ended up removing the post. I think Taylor Swift probably said, take that down. It's dissing my album. Did not like their daughters singing some of the lyrics from Taylor Swift. Do you have an issue with your kids singing some of these Taylor Swift lyrics? 314-531-9898. If you listen to the Tortured Poets Department, it is without a doubt the most vulnerable album she's ever had. And there's a lot of songs where she swears. There's a lot of songs where she talks about the grief that she's going through during a breakup. She talks about depression, suicide, death. These are all kind of contexts of which the album covers. And some of the moms felt like, some of these songs are just getting inappropriate. One of the songs that's making a lot of headlines is the Thank You Amy song, which people are calling a Kim Kardashian diss track because how she capitalizes K-I-M within the Thank You Amy part, and then she does it within even the lyrics too, so it's clearly that she's talking about Kim. The hook of this has even Taylor singing, swearing.
Thank you, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing.
The hook is literally F you, Amy. And some parents are like, are we cool? Like, this is Taylor Swift, who our teenage daughters are supposed to worship, and this is what she's saying. In that same song, she says that her mom is, everyone considers my mom a saintly woman, but she wishes you dead. Like, this is what we want our daughter to think about the bullies and the enemies in her life. This is how we want to punch back at bullies, saying, my mom wishes you dead, F you to your bullies. In Fortnite, she talks about how that Matt Healy told Lucy, hey, if I ruin this, I will kill myself. So she mentions suicide. Like, oh my God, how is she glorifying it? And then there is an entire song, and this is what really, really got the moms talking. This is the song that literally they felt like was not the song or the message they wanted their little girls to listen to. I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song. The entire song talks about battling through depression, put a smile on your face, and faking it. And some people feel like in these lyrics, Taylor is glorifying being able to perform with depression instead of
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Realizing that it's okay to ask for help, she puts on a show when she's depressed.
I'm a real tough kid. I can handle my s***. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it. And I did. Lights, camera, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day.
So she even comments, like, I'm so depressed, but I act like it's my birthday. Lights, camera, action when I feel like I'm just breaking down and I can't get off the floor. Some people are like, we don't want our daughters to act and fake it and then just put on this fake smile. And this song just makes them glorify depression. How do you guys feel about Taylor, who's always been the ultimate teenage daughter? Like, everyone stands her, singing about this stuff. Hannah, as a woman, how do you feel?
I love it. I think she did no wrong in this, and I think that this is a lesson that parents can teach their daughters. Instead of just canceling it and turning off and say, oh, I don't want you to listen to this, I don't want you to ever hear about it. Instead, I think it could be turned into a really powerful lesson about how you should properly handle your depression and take care of it. And Taylor is smart. And Taylor, I feel like, wants to instill those conversations and wants you to learn about her journey and all through the process. I mean, Taylor can't always be this sweet, awesome Disney star, you know, that people imagine her to be. And I think it's a lesson that could be taught.
I don't think it's glorifying at all. I think it's just making other people who might be feeling that same way feel validated and like it's okay to be feeling that way and just make you feel less alone. Like, that's what songwriting does.
Kevin, you have a teenage daughter.
That's a great point. I look at it like this. You know, we've said sometimes you have to fake it until you make it. And sometimes you have to grin and bear it. Sadly, the road is not always easy. And the glasses aren't always rose colored. You have to sometimes go through that. I don't think it glorifies depression. In fact, I'm shocked that was not the first song that she released, because I think it's a hit. Yeah. I think it's a jam.
I think it's kind of honestly addressing like real life things that go on. And, you know, if they just have to be out there, and honestly, who better to do it than somebody like Taylor Swift?
Like I said, it was a local mom's group that was having this conversation. When you hear these type of songs, you hear Taylor screaming F you, Amy, as the hook of the song. How do you feel as a parent? Let's have that conversation. 314-531-9898. Let's talk about Taylor Swift's newest album, Taylor Swift swearing, and Taylor Swift talking about such hard things. How do you feel about your kids listening to it?
Always on the Odyssey app.
Let's have a conversation about Taylor Swift. If you have listened to Taylor Swift's newest album, can you listen to it with your kids? It's crazy to say that about a Taylor Swift song or Taylor Swift album, but a lot of parents are saying, damn, Taylor, you just released an album and I can't listen to it with my kids. There's just too much swearing, too much talk about death, too much talk about suicide. And there are certain songs like, hey, there's an entire song saying, I can do it with a broken heart, that literally is just glorifying depression, saying, you know, I do it and I fake it and I'm on the I want to feel like I'm on the floor, but the crowd is chanting more, and I just put on a smile, and kids are going to think that's what you should do. Instead of asking for help, kids are not going to get the message. 314-531-9898. Hell, there's a song that has Thank You, Amy, which a lot of people are saying is a Kim diss track, and it sure seems like it's a Kim diss track, and this is the hook.
Scream, "Fuck you, Amy," to the night sky as the blood was gushing.
The hook is literally "F you, Amy." Mary, you have school-age kids. How do you feel about listening to this new album with your kids? Were they big Swiftie fans?
Yeah, we won't be listening to them. Wow. Even getting away with the clean versions, it's too obvious.
I mean, yes, you can't really, the F you, Amy, what do you, how do you clean that up?
I don't forget you, Amy!
Like 4 or 7-year-old walking around going, "F you" to somebody. Because they hear these things and they say, "Oh, we're saying it, she's saying it, mom's singing it, I can say it in real life." Oh, we're going to stop that. So we struggle with some of her songs, really like them, but she uses like GD.
Yes.
And I can edit that out and get rid of the God part. You know, I can do the clean versions, but I don't want to glorify that because the last thing I need is my 4-year-old going to Catholic preschool and being like, GD.
So, yeah, true. It's
you know, one of the things I always say,
disappointing for us. We really bond over Taylor, and it's you? Really fun. Ooh. For us.
See, one of the things I think about Taylor is she is such a great songwriter, and she writes these feelings, and then some of the feelings that she is feeling is very adult. And,
yes.
And so these are the things that she is going through in her life. Like she said, this was a really dark time. And sometimes I always see this, and my wife's a mental health and play therapist, and I talked to her about that song specifically when I saw that these like Facebook moms were fighting about it. And I was like, "How do you feel about this as a therapist?" And she said exactly what you said, Hannah, that sometimes I do think the music could be misunderstood, that a kid probably wouldn't understand it. And they do think like, "Oh, I'm supposed to just battle through depression." But this is a great time to have a conversation with some of the people that you think that are happy aren't really happy. And just because someone's smiling.
Right.
And so just a great conversation starter. And I'm someone who constantly defends swearing because I just don't think it's as bad as other people. And I know that how you feel, but certain word choices exist for a reason. The pain that Taylor Swift felt when she was being bullied, that's what she felt. She felt that type of pain. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'm like, maybe this is a great opportunity to say like why Taylor is screaming this is because bullying really hurts. Bullying is really bad when you do that in the classroom.
Absolutely. And Mary, it's also time to say, look, artists go through different periods in their lifespan as well to where some of their material is a little more adult. Yeah. It's a little more edgy.
It can also be.
But here's my problem though. Yeah. Okay. A 4-year-old and a 7-year-old don't have the frontal lobe capacity to understand and deal with that. And they're not going, they're never going to be going to, well, I don't want to say never, but they don't have the mental capacity, the emotional growth to understand the things that she at 34 are going through. They shouldn't.
Yeah,
right?
True.
I'm not saying
well
that some
too.
Don't go through some hard things in childhood, but I literally can try to sit there and explain these things to them, which I do. I'm very open about mental health with my children.
Wow.
But I don't want the phrase, "I want to die," to be part of our common vocabulary.
Well
you know?
Said.
Yeah. And that is part of the thing is their frontal lobes, their emotional, biological growth of their brains aren't going to be at the same level.
No, they haven't grown.
It can be a challenge to try and explain this.
So sadly, the answer is, sorry, that's Taylor. That's Taylor, not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next album.
Not yet. Next album.
We'll try the next one.
What a great conversation. Mary, I just want to tell you, thank you for that conversation because that actually puts a lot of things in perspective. You are a different opinion and I loved it. So thank you so much for coming on.
It doesn't mean that I'm not jamming to it. They're not here.
Thank you so
much. Am I going to ask Alexa to play that at dinner time? No.
Respect. Alexa, do not play torture porn.
<Right.
party. laughs> We appreciate the call. Hannah, you said there's a lot of great text messages we wanted to get to.
Yeah, so it's very, very split. One of them says, "I have a 7-year-old and this definitely is a more mature album. It had been hard to let my children enjoy this album." Another one said, "It's not Taylor's job to produce G-rated stuff. Do your jobs as parents. Stop blaming everyone else. Have a conversation and teach your own children stuff." And that was from Teacher Christy.
Wow. Brandy, you have kids. Are you a fan of this Tortured Poets Department where Taylor talks about some really big emotions like putting on a front when you're battling with depression? A lot of swear words actually are dropped in this album. How do you feel about that, Brandy? And no Bluetooth or speakerphone, Brandy. Please turn it off Bluetooth or speakerphone. Brandy.
So,
there we go.
Hey. Yeah. Okay. So I have teenagers, And they're going to listen to it, and I'm going to listen with them. Taylor's an adult. She's gone through things. Kids haven't. Either explain it to them, let them listen to it. It's not therapy. It's music. It's music. That's all it is. I love Taylor. I'm going to let my daughter love Taylor. If she says something about the lyrics, I'm going to be like, Taylor's also in her 30s. She's gone through things, and these things happen. But raise your kids. It's not her job. It's her job to lyrically take you through her journey, like it or don't, rock with it or don't. But
it's weird. You know, that's a great point, too, is like, you know, a lot of people are saying, thank you so much for the call, Brandy. We appreciate it. As a lot of people are saying, like, this, you know, they're upset with Taylor because she's always been a teenage artist and someone that moms like Mary said, like, we used to bond over Taylor Swift. Like, it's also like she has a lot of music for you to bond over. If you guys can't bond over this, she's supposed to say, like, well, I'm not supposed to write my truths because then the teenage girls won't be the bond over.
I don't also think Taylor's out there advertising herself as somebody that's a kid child pop star.
You know what? Great point.
You know what I mean?
She has like so many songs that are about sex that are very sexy. Yep. And I didn't know that about Taylor. It's still like, so I started listening more and more Taylor. And I'm like, oh, Taylor is sexy. And I'm like, I just thought she was a teenage artist, but like she's never pretended to be something she's not.
No, that's very true.
Yeah. Great conversation on this. You can still keep texting in at 314-531-9898. A woman gets creative with breakup announcement to share with all of her friends. Find out what she did in less than 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Somebody save me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.